How to benefit most from Lord Teach Us to Pray. Here are 7 suggestions for growing in the life of prayer. Place yourself in the presence of God. Be aware of what you're about to do. Prepare your heart. Become attentive to the fact that it is God before whom you stand. Seek interior and exterior silence. Try to give your prayer meaning and pray with all your senses. Ask the Holy Spirit for help so that He guides your mind and fills your heart. Go to the Word of God, sacred scripture, that constant dialogue between God and man. When we begin our life of prayer, it is best to learn from the one who prays best, the Lord Himself. Try to pray with the same sentiments of Jesus, that it may be Christ who lives, works, and prays in you. Contemplate the words and signs of the liturgy, the privileged place of encounter between God and His people, in which the action of God joins the action of man in perfect synergy. Meditate occasionally on the vocal prayers. They are an expression of faith, but they also nourish faith. Learn to savor and renew their meaning, recognizing how they relate to your life. Try to reflect on the spirit behind the words and how they speak to your heart. To remember is to turn back through the heart. Let Him lead you. It is not about what we do in prayer, but what He wants to do with us. You could feel nothing, fail to find answers, and nevertheless have prayed well. Even if we do not know how to pray as we ought, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, He knows and is with us. It may take you a while to enter into prayer. That is all right. Remain in silence and listen to His word. You may come out of prayer unexpectedly. It is not unusual. Don't worry about it. Try to re-enter into prayer. Before ending, try to bring your prayer to day-to-day life. Come up with a small resolution that you can practice relatively quickly. Let it be simple, realistic, and firm. All of this is learned through personal practice, the advice of people more experienced in prayer, and prayer shared with others. Ask your spiritual director for advice, seek out teachers and prayer partners, and try to make the team Encounter with Christ a school of prayer. You will find in the 4th part of the Catechism, on Christian prayer, a very simple and complete introduction to the life of prayer. Often in the rubrics, the texts in red, you will find an invitation to take a step further, deepening in the elements we offer here. Prayer life has several stages. The later stages don't rule out the first ones. There may be many recommendations here that you will always find helpful, but life in the Spirit continues past these pages. Pray as you are, confident that you will become what you pray. We pray as we live, and live as we pray. The way you pray will change as you change. Though the sounds of vocal prayers remain the same, the Spirit renews them and causes rivers of living water to flow from them. Let us ask for this gift that the Lord wants to give us.